Can casa coberta.
The noise you can hear is made by looms at the Giro textile factory, which used to be housed in this building. It was built by the architect Joan Amigo Ibarriga between 1907 and 1920, which was the year the factory was bought by Salvador Casacuberta, from whom it now gets its name. The building is a good example of the conversion of a former industrial space into a modern cultural venue, and it houses both the municipal library and the Espai Betulia Cultural Centre. If the library is open, go on in and take a look at the corridor, where there is an exhibition on the history of the building. You can take a peek out of the windows and see the original iron roof structure. The external structure of the building is also original and dates from the modernist period. To get a better look at it, after you have looked at the corridor and have come back outside, go around the building to the left until you get all the way back to the entrance again. The building was restored in 1991, according to a project by the local architects Pochi Moliner. The project included the old factory as well as the construction of a new building next door, and it was awarded the FAD Prize for Building Restoration. The FAD Prize has been awarded for the past 50 years by the Spanish Association for Arts and Design Promotion. In 2007, the Espai Betulia was installed in the bottom floor of the building. The name is a tribute to the novel Betulia by the Catalan author Maria Aurelia Capmany, who was a writer and a teacher at the Isaac Albéniz High School in Badalona in the 1940s and 50s. Exhibitions, book presentations and other literary and cultural activities are held at the Espai Betulia. Thanks to this venue, Badalona has been able to hear the words of a large number of writers, such as local author Julià de Jòdar, who won the Sant Jordi Prize for Literature in 2005 with his book El Metall Impur, or Impure Metal.
Industrialization and Modernism. Modernism is the term used in Catalonia for the international cultural and artistic movement that appeared in the late 19th and early 20th century. The movement has no specific definition as regards style or theory. However, one fundamental idea did prevail, the desire for modernity, defined by association with industrial processes. In the 19th century, industry brought with it social, political, and economic modernity, along with the new middle class, who began to demand a new kind of architecture. Architecture was to play a major role, not only in purely artistic terms, but also in such apparently unrelated areas as politics. Most of the leading modernist architects were involved in the recovery of Catalan national identity. They included Antoni Gaudí, Lluís Domènech I Muntaner, Josep Puig I Cadafalch, and Joan Amigó Ibarriga. Joan Amigó Ibarriga was a member of the second generation of modernist architects to work in Badalona, and he left us a wide range of buildings which we'll be able to see on our tour.